Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the thousands of articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media while you're there. So many great articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com. You definitely want to go to the website and check that out. And wherever you listen to your audio, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, be sure to look up America Out Loud and subscribe if you have not done so already. And 24/7 talk radio over at America Out Loud. So you guys definitely don't want to miss out on that. Rob and I have been approaching a year on America Out Loud, and we're honored to still be bringing our radio show to all of the great listeners here on America Out Loud. You know, I'm going to start off talking tonight about the Democrats' woke ideology and how it's actually costing some of these groups that they claim that are being mistreated. They like to talk about equality, yet the war on women seems to not be going away anytime soon. And the war on women is in women's sports currently. You look at Leah Thomas, this Penn swimmer who set a world record in the 500-yard freestyle. She continues to be the talk of swimming. You see a lot of protest outside wherever she goes now. A lot of the pro Leah Thomas fans now bring signs to the events, supporting her or him, whatever you'd like to say. And a lot of people who do not think it's fair are outside of the events against that as well. I was listening to Bruce Jenner talking about this, and he said that it's not really Leah Thomas's fault. It's the NCAA's fault for their relaxed rules. And it'll be interesting to see if they address this, because this is a total disaster. You have girls who swam their entire life to be a world champion in college, and here they have to go up against a man in competition, and that man is Leah Thomas. It is clearly unfair, and it's a war on women, as I said. And this woke ideology is costing these women athletes, and the liberals are silent about it. In fact, many of them support it, and it makes absolutely no sense at all that just any guy can all of a sudden say he's a woman and start competing in women's sports. It just boggles your mind, does it not, Rob?
Andrew, it boggles your mind. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and your opening is spot on. And that is the reason why we encourage our listeners to go and share our podcast, share the broadcast as much as possible, because people need to know what's happening in our country. And there are too many people that are clueless as to what's going on. A lot of them are clueless to the fact that Leah, a man, is trying to be a woman. They're clueless to the fact that Emma Wyatt, well, let me just say this. Congratulations, Emma Wyatt, because in my view, you are the real winner. And on last Thursday, when Leah supposedly beat Emma, a lot of the players were booing Leah when it came time to present the awards, and then they were congratulating Emma. Emma is 20, she's from Florida, and she came in second place Thursday night for the NCAA, as you said, 500-yard freestyle final. Now, the NCAA, is a political machine. They're too woke for their own goods, because you would think that they would look at this and say, this makes absolutely no sense. Why are we harming these young women? Women who have practiced for this moment in time, all their lives, waited to compete. And then just like that, they wake up one day, here enters Leah, a man who now wants to compete, who knows beyond a reasonable doubt or shadow of a doubt, he's going to win. And he wins. And the way it was presented to us when this first started is that all the girls are so happy and they're cheering Leah on. They're saying, Leah, that's the way to go. All right, Leah. Are you serious? No, just think about this. Let's say that Leah never entered into the picture and they had truly biological women that were racing, and one of them won, bested the other. Now, don't you think there's going to be some hard feelings? It happens. That's just sports. So when you have the media telling us, brainwashing us with their propaganda, that all the women, all the girls, they were so happy for Leah, and they were ecstatic, and they were saying, oh, Leah, you've done such a great job, and we're so proud of you. They wanted you to believe that. They wanted you to think that they were all happy and supporting her, him, but they actually weren't. And you know why they were doing it? Because they want to make you think that this is commonplace. They want you to accept what they're putting out there, that men can say that they're women. Look at what Joe Biden did, as opposed to nominating a woman for this Surgeon General position. He selected Richard Levin, who's going by the name of Rachel Levin. Now think about that for a moment. And then I think as USA Today is coming out, Woman of the Year. And her position, she's Biden nominated her to be the United States Assistant Secretary of Health for Health. Not the Surgeon General, but the United States Assistant Secretary for Health. And the USA Today is going to come along and say, oh, we're going to make this person Woman of the Year. I mean, to me, that's just a slap in the face of all the women. They're saying, you guys don't make it. You can't make it. We need a man to come out and make it. And then you want to say that there's a war on women. And as we said on last night's show about Ketanji Brown Jackson being nominated to the Supreme Court, maybe they picked the wrong gender. Maybe they should have gotten a transgender, because she can't compete against these transgenders. What is wrong with them having their own little carve out? As Caitlyn Jenner said, hey, I'm a man. I recognize that. I have a unique advantage over women. But the left and all their wokeness, they want you to pretend that you don't see that. No, they see it, and they know they've made a complete mistake here. I mean, let's face it. They know that they have royally effed up. That's it. They know it. But as a result of them not admitting it, they're going to force it down our throats. And if you say anything about it, anything to the contrary, they will attack you and say that you're wrong, that you're on the wrong side. So you have all these young girls that don't like this. They're probably at home crying and saying that it's not fair, it's not fair. But I can't say anything, because if I do, when it's time for me to go to college, all of the woke colleges whereby you pay your whole life savings to attend just to be indoctrinated with more of this nonsense will say, we don't want you here. All the woke jobs will say, we don't want you here either. I hate to say it, but I think the left have won this round of the culture war.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. 20 years ago, if you'd have tried to tell someone that 20 years from now, there's going to be men who compete in women's sports, and half of society is just going to go along with it and think it's okay, they would think you were joking. But unfortunately, this is the reality that we are currently living in. You know, for example, LeBron James, I think he's like 37 years old. He's starting to get past his prime in the NBA, getting harder for him to compete with the NBA players. What's to stop him from getting a hair transplant and saying, hey, I want to go play another 5-10 years in the WNBA and dominate the women over there? I mean, it sounds nuts, but when does this insanity end? I mean, what is going to have to happen before people wake up and stop this from happening?
Andrew, you are spot on. That could happen. That could happen. Now, just imagine if the WNBA was a sport that everyone liked to watch and the numbers were up. You would have some guy who couldn't make it in the NBA to say, okay, screw all this. I'm going to go switch sides. I'm going to switch teams. I'm going to play in the WNBA. And man, the attention, even now, Andrew, and I'm sure someone out there is thinking about this. Some guy who's 6'9" or what have you, who's good at playing basketball, he's probably feminine, and is saying, why don't I just have a sex change and just go play for the WNBA? And he doesn't even have to be a feminine. He could just be a guy who just wants to be a clown and just say, hey, why don't I go there? Because I really think that's what Leah is doing. Leah could not make it on the man's side, so Leah decided, and that's what we've heard. Remember, we had the reporter from the Washington Examiner, Chris Tremogli, to come on. He went to class or school with this William Thomas before he became Leah, and said that he was a pretty, you know, quiet kid, but he could not make it as a swimmer going against men. So he probably agonized over it and said, I always wanted to do this. And, you know, why not do it? Because from what we're hearing, Andrew, he still dates women. Now, I don't know if he got his package removed or not. We talked about that in one of our shows. I don't know if he got it removed or not. I mean, when he's swimming, he has on the little skimpy outfit. You can't tell. I mean, he has become gaudy, like really thin, broad shoulders, of course. But the package, and as for the package, now it's going to get kind of graphic here. I think I sent to you, Andrew, another the other day, a story about from the UK whereby they're trying to teach little boys how to hide their package, how to smooth it out.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine? This is what we're up against in society. How to hide their package. Little boys.
It doesn't even sound real, but reputable news outlets are writing stories encouraging people to do these things. It's just nuts.
Reputable news organizations. I read the other day of a story in LA whereby a mother was lamenting because the school convinced her little girl that she's a boy. This is a reason why they want access to your kids at an early age, as early as three. They don't want you to be able to raise your children without them having a say in it. My son, third grade, brought home a letter from the school saying that we would like to know if you want your child to participate in social emotional learning. And I said, no, hell no. I would have written it on the paper, but I didn't. I just said, no. They're trying to ease this stuff in. No, that's not to say that there are some kids who are confused, but to have the school to tell your kid, you do realize that there are no boys or girls. We're just human beings. You can be whatever you want to be. No, you can't. And we have talked about them on this show so many times, and we're bringing it up again today because of what just recently happened. That Emma Wyatt, who should have won this competition, didn't because of Leah Thomas. And Andrew, I just sent to you another story from this another swimmer. I think she's Ukrainian. Let's see here. Her name is, no, she's Hungarian. And her name is Rika Georgi. I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's R-E-C-A, Rika. I think it's Rika. And she's Hungarian. And she's coming out saying now that the race that she should have won was stolen by Leah Thomas. Now, the only thing I would say to Rika is, Rika, why did you wait so long? Why did you wait so long to make these charges? Though some would say she was afraid, and I believe it. She was probably terrified that if I come out and say anything during the height of this, I will get attacked. But after the competition on last Thursday, where Leah came in, I think, 17th place, she didn't win. And the team, they were booing her. Well, you know, some people say, well, that's not fair. That's not team spirit. But folks, you can only take so much. And you have all these woke folks that have been pushing this whole transgender thing. Like I said, Rachel Levin. Biden put Rachel Levin in that position to make her the assistant undersecretary of health simply because he was trying to promote or elevate these transgender individuals. You look at this woman who's a celebrity, Laverne Cox, transgender. Billy Porter, he's not transgender, but he's gay, flamboyant, and he's pushing this stuff. Why are they trying to push it in our schools? As I said, if a person happens to be gay, okay, God bless him, or God bless her. But to try to raise doubt in the mind of our children that you're not what you think you are, you're actually something else. And I saw there was on one of the shows on TV whereby they were calling out these teachers saying that you're not supposed to do it. And these teachers had created a video saying, oh yeah, we're in the schools now. And I can't wait to get my hands on these kids because we're going to show them what's right and what's wrong. And that's just what they're saying, is that we're going to change their minds. We're going to sway them. We're going to confuse them. And that's what they're doing. They're confusing kids because they know that kids are so impressionable. And when they do it, they will actually tell the kids, and don't tell your parents. You know, you got to be careful how what you talk about around your parents, because your parents don't always understand. Well, if the parents don't understand, Andrew, who's best to understand them? The school? As I said, and I hate saying it, but I think, Andrew, that the left have won this realm of the cultural war because Republicans have been too timid, too afraid to push back. You look at what has changed since Joe Biden has come into office. Barack Obama started it with the whole gay marriage. Now, in my opinion, some of you may not agree, as far as marriage, I don't care who you marry, it's none of my business. Some people will say, well, it's sanctioned by the Bible. Yeah, but everyone doesn't believe in the Bible, unfortunately. So it's not my business. If you want to go out and marry the person of the same sex, that's between you and that person. But they're taking it a step farther. Before long, you will have them saying, I want to marry an animal. There was a movie that came out by the liberal Hollywood about a man who married a doll. There's something wrong there, folks. He needs to see a psychiatrist. He does not need to see a psychiatrist who's going to straddle the fence. He needs to see a real psychiatrist. And it's unfortunate that a lot of the people in academia that are doing a lot of the writings, they're liberals. They are liberals. And they're telling people anything goes. You look at a lot of the writings that are coming from the National Medical Association, and that's just a completely political arm of another arm of the Democrat Party. Okay, it has no truth, no foundation. Because when you have doctors that are all agreeing on this nonsense, you know there's a problem. There should be some dissension somewhere, collective ideas. But they don't want that. They want what they want. So they're bringing in these kids, taking them to these doctors who are saying, oh, yeah, you feel this way? Okay, well, you know, you might be that way. We've had a show about this. We had someone to come on and to say how these doctors will give kids medicine immediately to either halt their hormones or to increase it if it's a man. This shouldn't be happening to kids, because the next thing you know, you have a situation like Leah Thomas. We have been talking about Leah for almost 3 months or more. And every story that you would see, as we said in the papers, were congratulating Leah. Oh, Leah is the first. And we're going to keep our eyes on Leah. I saw a Good Morning America piece, a block on their show. They were saying, oh, she's going to be the first transgender. And we're so excited. And we're going to keep our eye on her. But what about those little girls who worked all their lives for that moment, that one moment in time? And to have it snatched away by a man pretending to be a woman who's hiding the junk in his trunk.
Yeah, well said, Rob. I see an SI article with Leah Thomas, and his quote was, the very simple answer is that I'm not a man. I'm a woman. So I belong on the woman's team. You know what, Leah? I've got a message for you. You are not a woman. You are a man. You belong on the man's team if you can make it, which you probably can't, which is why you are on the woman's team. This person's very mentally confused with what they've been told by liberals their whole lives. And it's really sad. But I do not think that this person should be swimming along women. It is not fair, as we've been discussing throughout this half of the show. And what are your thoughts on Leah trying to say that she is not a man, she's a woman?
You know, Andrew, I had read an article also with her trying to, I think she had given a Sports Illustrated interview, and she was trying to justify, did I say she? Oh, bite my tongue. You see what's happening? And that's what they want. They want you to get all confused. But he was trying to justify being on the team and saying, well, I deserve it because I've taken my hormone suppressants and I've done this and I've done that. So I need to be on that team. No, buddy, you don't. You're on the wrong team. But you have these people on the left that are supporting this. And you have some families whose daughters are on the team. They won't speak up. And they'll sit there and rally behind Leah. Oh, Leah, Leah, Leah. Then they'll go home and swear and curse, angry and mad. This has got to stop. It has to stop because it shouldn't be that way. And as you said, Andrew, Leah, you are William. If you want to call yourself Leah, so be it. But you're not a woman. And you know, Andrew, they're trying to pass all these laws that if you misgender a person, you could be fined. If you misgender a person, you could lose your career. You could get fired from your job. Look at what happened in Florida. Governor DeSantis, God bless him. He is fighting the true battle, who came out and said, we don't want this stuff taught in our schools. Now, they decided to stop it, I think, when the kid gets to age 5. And at age 5, you can tell them whatever. But see, which is good, but it shouldn't even be discussed at age 5. Okay, once you're a teenager, so be it. But here's the bottom line. This is up to the parents to have these discussions. But you see, what is happening is that the teachers' union, who is at the top, the person at the top, nothing against her, is a lesbian. So do you actually think she has the best interest of heterosexual kids at heart? Absolutely not. I don't care how many times she says that she does. She does not. Randy Weingartner. She does not have the best interest of our children. She's looking at an agenda, and it is a gay agenda. No matter how many times they tell you that it isn't, it is a gay agenda. When you see what's happening in our schools, going back to Florida, Ron DeSantis, they vetoed a bill, struck it down, and said you cannot teach kids as early as pre-K, I think through elementary, fifth grade, about gender dysphoria, and that you could be a one sex and not the other. You cannot. Now, of course, the left is coming out and they're saying, oh, he doesn't want us to say the word gay. And Disney is right behind it. He doesn't want us to say the word gay. The LGBTQ ABC, they're coming out saying the same thing. And the bill has nothing to do with it. The bill doesn't even mention gay. The bill says you cannot try to teach our kids something that they're not, about their sexuality. And why are we sexualizing these kids? They don't know if they're male or female. They're just playing, having a good, jolly good time. But the folks on the left, they're not satisfied with it. They want to indoctrinate our kids the same way they indoctrinated the kids, telling them that the world is going to end, and wanting to make them little climate scientists. That whenever you eat something, oh, are you sure you should be eating that? I mean, one day my little nephew was running water. He goes, oh, Uncle Rob, you're running too much water. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, we want to save the environment. I'm like, I'm saving the environment by running water. There's plenty of water in the sea. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And whoever is telling you that, they are a big lie. And I want him to go to school and tell them, and I want them to send me a letter, and I will tell them, you don't tell me how to raise my children. You don't come in my house with your crazy ideas, which is what they want to do. Do not doubt me on this. Do not doubt me for a second. That's what they want. They want to enter into your home and tell you what you can and you can't do. And of course, kids are little parrots. They're little sponges. They will suck this stuff up. And when you're sitting at the dinner table, if you're sitting at the dinner table with your kid, because a lot of us aren't doing it, but I would encourage you to do it and to ask your kid, what happened today at school? Like I said, my son came home one day and he said, Papa, they're telling us that little boys can wear dresses. I'm like, no, they can't. Oh, no, little boys can be princesses. I'm like, no, they can't. Little boys can't be princesses. And there's a book out right now called Little Boys Can Like Pink, or I Like Pink, or something. You can like pink all you want to. I like pink. I have a pink shirt. But what they're trying to say is that if you do, you're not a man. Like, are you serious? This is the mindset of the liberal. It is a dangerous mindset. And the fact that they have been pushing Leah as a woman who is not a woman, who still has his junk in his trunk, the front part of it, it lets you know that this is a big game, because he's still dating women. And we're supposed to believe it? And if you accidentally say, oh, he, like I've been doing, I'm going to go to HR. I'm going to sue. This is wrong. You're disrespecting me. Well, you're disrespecting me when you're not saying Mr. Harper. But am I bitching and moaning about it? The left deals with identity politics, Andrew. That's all they've got. Identity politics and emotions. And we've said this on our show before. So while Rika, the young woman from Hungary, and she's coming out now and saying this is not fair, she feels as though she was robbed, I wish she had said it earlier. But when they do say it, we have got to get behind them and support them. Maybe we need to get out and start protesting. I know that a lot of us have jobs, but maybe we should do it. Maybe we should get out in the streets and start protesting and saying this makes no sense. Because if we don't defend our children, the most vulnerable amongst us, who will do it? And with this whole lockdown, a lot of eyes were open. And we see that this is what they're trying to teach our kids, Andrew. And it's dangerous. It is extremely dangerous. Now imagine you're sending your kid to school and they start putting this propaganda in their head, and then it confuses the kid. And then the kid starts to have emotional problems because the teachers are badgering them. And then their friends are badgering them. You're not normal because you're not this way, and you're this and you're that. That should not be happening. We gave up too much ground when we looked the other way with education. We gave up too much ground when we looked the other way and we saw them talking about this, Andrew. And that is ground that we must get back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the truth is, if you speak out against things like this, you are the one that is defending women and sticking up for women, because this should not be happening where men come in and steal hard working girls' spots in these college sports. It's got to be put to an end after this season. I hope the NCAA puts in some kind of rule, because this cannot continue any further, or else who knows what it will take to stop the insanity. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Our invincible American spirit drives the most audacious experiment in the history of self-government. America Out Loud celebrates the American spirit every minute of every day. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And thank you for tuning in. And tonight's show is, we're asking the question, has the left won this round of the cultural war? Because when you look around you, Andrew, everything that they have wanted and been pushing for, this deviancy, it seems to be in full effect. As we were talking in the last hour about Leah Thomas, who's actually a man claiming to be a woman. You have Rachel Levin, whom Joe Biden promoted as being the United States Assistant Secretary for Health, the first woman, transgender. You have USA Today giving Rachel an award. You have Laverne Cox, a celebrity transgender. You have on TV, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which was probably the introduction in all this stuff on popular TV. You have RuPaul with the Drag Race, and a lot of people love that show. No, there's nothing wrong with it, but they're promoting an agenda. You have them trying to make Superman's son gay, the first gay kiss, and the comic book tanked, wasn't well received. You have, I think, a Disney movie that's coming out, Toy Story, another Toy Story movie. And they're putting in a gay same-sex kiss with the cartoon characters. You have on popular TV, you have gay characters that are there. Everywhere you look, you see it all around you. You have gay politicians, and there's nothing wrong with gay politicians, nothing at all, okay? But the ones that are acting out and attacking other people, there's something wrong with it. I think not too long ago, there was a gay politician on the East Coast. He was a man, had a really nasty attitude, just completely nasty. And he was called out. I wonder why no one has put the question to Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib, who are Muslims, on the Hill, what their thoughts are on same-sex marriage and all the gayness that's around them. Why haven't anyone asked them? But they're quick to go to a Republican and ask them. And like clockwork, we will open up our big mouths and get lost in translation when we should say, why are you asking me? Why don't you go ask them? Since you think you know where I stand, where do they stand on the issue? No one has ever thought to ask them anything about it. And as radical as they are, I'm sure they have an opinion. But Andrew, no one has thought to ask them. They just let them slide on by. They always find a Republican. Oh, let's see what you feel about this. Let's find Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's see what she's going to say. As opposed to saying, why don't you ask your own party how your own party feels about it while you're trying to ask me so that you can have a news snippet. And it's not just the gay agenda. It's the entire identity politics that they're bringing out. I wonder what's happening. Did they win? And no one told us? Have they won this round of the battle? Did they win the war or the battle? Which one is it? Because no matter where you go, Andrew, it is there. It is prevalent. And we have to ask ourselves, be it the gay agenda, be it identity politics, when it comes to the races, the genders, you see women, we got to promote the women. Look at Biden's administration. There's nothing wrong. There are accomplished women. But we're going back as opposed to moving forward, we're falling backwards because we're elevating one group over the other as opposed to trying to make it equal. And they're constantly talking about equity.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And we've actually disagreed on this subject before, where I go back and forth on whether I agree with gay marriage even being legalized. Not the fact that I have such a problem with two men or two women getting married. But you just look at what's happened since that's taken place. It's almost like it opened up the floodgates for all this other craziness that we're seeing in our society today. It's like almost like if you give these leftists an inch, they take a mile. And that's exactly what we've seen since gay marriage was legalized. It's always the next thing that they have to push and try and get across their agenda. They weren't happy with just that. Now they've got kids taking hormones. They've got these men competing in women's sports. It just seems like to me like it was the start of this leftist agenda. And that could be what opened the floodgates to what we're seeing now.
You're right. I mean, we have disagreed on it. And it does seem as if though once they accepted it or allowed it to happen, the floodgates for so many other things are taking place. And I was reading somewhere, and we might have spoken about this also, how they're now looking at this group called NAMBLA. It's the National Association of Men, Lovers, Adolescents, or something. And pretty much what it is that they're saying that it's okay for grown men to have relationships with young boys. And they always try to go back to, well, the Romans did it. I don't care what the Romans did, doesn't mean that you should do it. But they're pushing this. This is what they want. They want an open, free sex society, sexualizing our kids. And if you talk against it, it's, oh, you're a prude. Well, I guess I'm a prude because that's just wrong. Grown men manipulating young children into sexual relationships. And I guess they're doing it because they can't get a relationship with an adult. But I'm sure that there are other deviant reasons as to why they're doing it. I'm just being, you know, kind of silly there, but it's true. Once that door was open, Pandora's box, you look at the things that have come out and how corporate America is accepting this. Like I said, Disney was attacking DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, because of his position on that law that you can't teach children this craziness. Look at what they did in Georgia with the voting rights. Oh, they don't want blacks to vote. That's another part of their agenda, the culture warfare. Then they want to destroy the economy. And not only that, in Georgia, they want to boycott Georgia because they're saying that they're not gay friendly. What about just people being people? Forget about the identities. Your sexuality is your business. But they want to force it down our throats. They want us to come out and accept it. They want us to wake up and say, this is the way it should be. They want to have these characters on TV. Cartoons, gay cartoons, gay superheroes. I thought a superhero was just a superhero. I mean, I'm not looking at it, you're gay, what you're doing. Gay superheroes. They have people coming out saying, oh, we should have done this all along. I can't believe this. I can't believe what? That you're mad that kids don't see it that way? And then, well, there's no gay agenda. What do you mean there's no gay agenda? Everywhere you look, kids can recognize the pride flag before the American flag. I bet if you were to go out and step and trounce on the gay pride flag, you would be thrown in jail. Just like you would be thrown in jail if you jump on the Black Lives Matter flag, which is a complete joke. But the American flag, oh, burn it up. Do whatever you want to do with it. They don't teach kids to respect the country. As I said, during the whole shutdown, there was one good thing out of it is that a lot of the parents' eyes were woken up as to what was happening. But during the shutdown, I had to teach my son and his cousin the Pledge of Allegiance, talk to them about the American flag because they weren't getting it at school. But they were definitely telling them about the pride flag. And conservatives, we're just, oh, okay, we're looking the other way. And as I said, when we came on the second half of the show, is that we just acquiesced. We rolled over, we accepted what they were doing. Many of us decided to come out of education and said, okay, let them teach our kids. Why are we letting them teach our kids? Because they're not teaching their kids about arithmetic, reading and writing. And then they talk about STEM. Yeah, what are you teaching them about STEM? You're more concerned about the socialization. You're more concerned about them socializing and, you know, let's make certain that you like this family and that family as opposed to teaching them about math and science. That is the reason why our kids are so behind. You look at our kids' penmanship. It's horrific.
Yeah.
It's got to change. We have got to be, we being conservatives have got to be involved and we've got to start encouraging our children. And we've got to start going out there and saying, no, we need to take part in the educational system. We need to have a voice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And you mentioned how your nephew and your son could identify the pride flag when they see it. And it's like when we were kids, which wasn't too terribly long ago, we're not that old. That wasn't even on our radar, things like that. And people might say, oh, so you're saying things were better when you were a kid. It's like, yes, that's exactly what we're saying. I mean, we didn't have any of this crossing our minds. And you look at the suicide rate back then compared to now, and you see what the results are. This has just resulted in children being confused and depression has risen, a lot of this, and it's all because of what they are learning at these schools. And as you said, their penmanship is horrible now. These kids don't even know cursive. I mean, the way that they are changing the school system, it's been a disaster.
Yeah, they don't know cursive. And right, things weren't ideal or perfect when we were growing up, but by God, all of the pressures that they're putting on these kids today is unreal. You got to have a gay friend. You got to be gay. You got to try this because you don't know. How do you know if you don't like it if you don't try it? Really? So that's what it's come to. And the teachers are teaching this. The teachers in our classrooms, Andrew and I spoke about this on shows like two shows ago, how the teacher, the people that are teaching, you would look at them and say, you are a teacher? Really? You're a teacher. It's scary. Their attire does not look like their teachers. Their mannerism, nothing about them. You would think that this person is a teacher. We become too lax, too comfortable, and too, well, we need to have it this way and it's okay. No, it's not okay. There has to be a standard. and that standard has to be followed. We just can't let everyone willy-nilly have an access to our children because they don't have good intentions. They're trying to promote an agenda that's not doesn't necessarily come in line with your family values or with your core beliefs. We've got to get more conservatives out there saying, no, we need to get into the schools and we need to teach. We need to get involved, which is what happened in Virginia. Now, don't think that all those parents in Virginia, when they had that kerfuffle, were all conservatives. They weren't. They were liberal. And they thought, oh, we're fine. We're in this 40-40 school and everything is beautiful and glorious. And then when they started looking at the curriculum and looking at they were letting little boys, transgenders, into the girls' bathrooms, they were like, well, put the brakes on it. Wait a minute. When they started teaching their kids that white kids are bad, black kids have been suppressed, they said, wait, we don't want that. And they started to fight back. And that is a reason why sometimes you have to be a single issue voter. And you have to look at it and say, look, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me with their crazy ideas. I'm not going to vote for this. I'm not going to vote this way. And although when we look back at 2020, Trump was bombastic. I know that a lot of people didn't like it. And they're saying, well, that's the reason why they voted for Joe Biden, because they didn't necessarily like him, but they didn't like Trump. Now, look at where it got you. A bunch of craziness. Had they not suppressed a lot of information that we have spoken about on a couple of shows, I think our Monday show, go back and listen to it, play the podcast. Had they not suppressed a lot of that information, I doubt seriously that a lot of you would have voted for Joe Biden. Not to mention that they also cheated and they played with the votes, played with the voting machines and allowing Mark Zuckerberg, to play with the machines and put a lot of money out there. Had you guys knew what was happening, you wouldn't have voted the way you did, because they have changed our culture. And it does beg the question, have they won, Andrew?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And speaking of winning, it's just a reminder to any of our listeners who might be more on the liberal side. If you did vote for Joe Biden, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you were wrong. It's better to admit now that you are wrong than continue to support this president that has been an absolute disaster. I know I would have more respect for someone that voted for Biden and just came out and said, look, I voted for the guy. It's been a disaster. I was wrong. But it's so hard for people to admit they were wrong. We see a lot of these Democrats doubling down, no matter how much money it's costing them at the gas tank, no matter how much money it's costing them every time they go to the grocery store. They still support Democrats in their agenda, which has been proven to not work.
And the reason why is because the liberal media is telling them that it's okay. They're telling that inflation is good. I mean, we speak about this all the time. They're telling that inflation is good and that paying high gas prices, you're helping out the Ukrainians. You're not helping them out at all. That's a bunch of hogwash. When I see people saying, well, I'm okay with paying, a little bit of high gas prices if it's going to help out the Ukrainians, you're not helping them out. You are not helping. Again, this is another way the left has won. They're able to get their message out there and get people to believe it. And I'm glad you addressed those listeners who probably listening to us that aren't conservatives. They're probably liberals, and we're okay with that. We welcome you. We don't hate you, but we don't like your policies. We just don't like them. No, we need an even playing field here. A little of this, a little of that. But where the left has taken the country is horrific. It's sad. It's scary, and it does not make us the beacon, that light on a hill. We're dull. It's a dull light. And something else I think about also, Andrew, when you think about this, is that they're pushing all this craziness, they're pushing the craziness, and at the same time wanting to be globalist. Do you actually think that Asian countries are behind this stupidity? And for all of you that keep promoting China, you got businesses in China, and you're making billions of dollars off of them, do you actually think that they're pushing this stupidity? That a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man? But right now they're just pushing this whole thing with men being women because they don't like toxic men. Think about a little boy who's hearing this and he wants to fit in and you're telling him that men are toxic. What are you doing? You're causing doubt in him. You're causing him to hate himself and to say, well, no, I don't want to be that. I want to be what everyone likes. Then he starts thinking that I'm a transgender. Do you think China is okay with this? No, they're telling their men, stop watching girly TV shows. Stop with the girly bands. Go to the gym and work out while we're trying to beat down our little boys.
Yeah, America has been weakened and it's clear for all to see. You look at the Saudi Arabia situation where they were not even picking up the phone for Joe Biden. They've got better things to do. They were just laughing at us. Wouldn't pick up the phone for Joe Biden wanting to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. And then we hear that Saudi Arabia and China have just reached a new groundbreaking deal on oil where they will be sold in the Chinese yuan, when oil has always been sold in the U.S. dollar previously. So things are changing. America is losing respect on the world stage with Joe Biden as president. And these world leaders around the world see what is happening. It seems like Biden has these globalist leaders in Europe on his side. But outside of that, you look at Asia, you look at Africa, you look at South America, and they are not buying what Joe Biden and the Democrats are selling.
They're not buying it at all, Andrew. And that is a good point, how they are now, when the oil comes back on, is going to be sold in yen. And we're clueless as to what's happening. The left sees it and conservatives see it, but they're not going to talk about it right now because they're too busy concentrating on this other nonsense. And then when it starts to hit you in the wallet, then they'll say, wow, what happened? Well, you know what was happening. You took your eyes off the prize. You took your eyes off of what truly matters. And you started looking at all this crazy social stuff. And then just going back to, like you said, Saudi Arabia not taking Biden's call, they probably looked at it and say, no, why should we? He's weak. He's been emasculated by his own party. Why do we want to talk to him? What is he going to tell us? We don't want to hear him crying on the phone, begging us to put out more oil. It's embarrassing. The United States of America, and they said that this would happen with Trump and that we're not respected because of Trump and that the rest of the world is laughing at us because of Trump. No, the world is having a big laugh now because of Biden. Because of the mess Biden has got us in, because Biden and his generals are busy trying to make certain that they have enough transgenders in the army. They're trying to make certain that they can lessen the qualifications for joining the army because it's too hard. They're trying to make certain that men can wear pink fatigues. They're trying to make certain that they can paint their fingernail polish as long as it's nothing too outlandish, too bright. They're trying to make certain that men can wear their hair down and get it as long as they want to. They're focusing on that aspect of it, as opposed to saying, we need soldiers. You know, when Trump had the idea to have our military to come, go down Pennsylvania Avenue with their machinery and all this, Andrew, I got to say, I loved the idea. I thought, oh my gosh, that would be a sight to see. I want to see it. I wanted it to happen. They had all these people, oh, we don't want to be showy. And can you imagine the destruction it's going to cause on the streets? And they put Black Lives Matter on the streets. Look at that mess. Why can't we show that? Look at our military. Every other country does it. Why can't we do it? Well, we don't want to be showy. No, we need to show that we have the strength and that we're not weaklings. They have tried to emasculate men so much. It is horrible. And all you hear now is women, women. This is the month of the women. Well, okay, it's the month of the women, but the only women I see are transgenders. They're not real women, but that's all you see. Women of the month, this is supposed to be the women month. We're supposed to celebrate women. And I do celebrate women. I have sisters, I have aunts, I have a strong mother. I celebrate them. Women can do whatever they want to do. But why would you disregard men? You hardly ever hear anything positive about men. And when you have these feckless men running around in pink hats, I'm like, are you stupid? What do you have in your pants? Are you serious? I mean, see, come on, Andrew. These men running around, I'm going to wear a pink hat. I mean, can't you celebrate both? It's crazy. We can't celebrate men because we've got a women, women, women. Biden's administration, I think Biden's afraid to be around men because he's not masculine enough. I think the same thing with soy boy Barack Obama. We know that knucklehead up in Canada is a soy boy. He wrote a piece for Vanity Fair saying that, oh, I told my son that he could be Wonder Woman. Okay, if you say so. Feckless men running around here, engaging in all this craziness. You can celebrate both women and men. Why tear down a man to build up a woman. And not too long ago, a couple of years ago, they would have bring our daughters to work. And at the time, men started to push back and say, well, why can't we bring our sons to work? I'm like, absolutely. Why the women? Why our daughters? Why not bring our sons also? Well, because men, they dominate. Well, women, they can come into corporate America. Well, but it's not fair. And they make, the men make more. That's the whole thing with this whole, this woman being locked up in Russia. She's in Russia, they claim, because she can't make it here in America because no one wants to see her play. Not my fault. Don't blame men because of it. Maybe eventually at some point in time, people will start liking women playing basketball. But why attack men? Because they don't. Because there isn't an interest in it. You look at the professional sports as a whole, you have more black players. Now, what if people say, oh, we don't want to see the black players play? Well, they don't want to see them because they're black. They see, no one has thought about that. What if white people were to say, well, we don't have enough black players, well, white players, so why should we go see the black players? But you know what they'll say? What the left will say is that, well, they only want to see us entertain them. Okay, what if they decided, well, we don't need you to entertain us. We're going to stop going to those sporting events. Then it would turn into, oh, well, they don't want to see black people play. The left never surprised me. Like I say, is one thing or the other, as opposed to just looking at it and just saying, hey, we're all people.
Yeah, you're right, Robin. What these women do not understand is the fan base for sports. Who watches sports? That is men. Men are the ones who spend money to go to sporting events. They're the ones who watch the advertisers as they're watching it on television because they actually watch men's sports on television. If more women were into sports and would watch these women's sports, like women's soccer, for example, remember they're complaining, oh, why don't we make as much money as the men? It's like, because you don't generate as much revenue as the men generate. The fans of sports are men, and traditionally men like watching man's sports, not so much women's sports, which might not sound fair. But that's just how capitalism works. Where there's a market for something, that's where the money is spent.
There's nothing wrong with it. And if that's the way it is, so be it. That's just the way it is. Don't get mad. And start coming up, well, they don't like us. Like I said, Andrew, they're doing this so that they can demonize the men. And eventually they will try to have, maybe it might even bring back that girl, what's her name, Brittany Grinder, bring her back here to America and say, well, let's let her play on a men's team. Let's see her hoop it up with the men. And the men were to say, well, no, this is a men's sport. Oh, that's not fair. You feel threatened. Because if she were to come in, then they'd say, oh, you're playing too hard. We got to like not play so rough, which is the same thing they want with football. They want a woman playing football. Just like, well, we got a woman coach. Eventually, we need women playing football. If you have women's spas, and I've heard women say this, I don't want a man coming to my spa. I don't want a man coming and having a pedicure. That's one place I want to go and just be women. Well, why can't men just have their own sports? If women like it, so be it. What is wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, here's an interesting question for you, Rob. As we all know, Brittany Griner, during the national anthem, she would either kneel or just completely leave the court. She said that it was not right to be standing for the national anthem when the song was created, when Black people were still enslaved, and a bunch of other reasons that she had for not supporting the national anthem. Well, when she's about 10 years from now, she'll be 41 years old when she gets out of Russian prison. And do you think that if she's still playing basketball at the time, maybe she'll make a big comeback? Do you think this lady will now be an American patriot after having spending time in Russian prison, or do you think she'll still be an ingrate?
She'll still be an ingrate. And I'm glad you mentioned that she would quickly take the knee. I'm going to take the knee for what? Who knows? She has been given so much in this country, from this country. I hope wherever she's cooling her heels in the Russian jail, I hope she's looking back and saying, I was so ungrateful. I would not raise a hair in trying to rush her back here. I would allow her to stay there. And if she's listening, or if she has fans that are listening, tell her she needs to start being grateful. When she comes back here, she needs to get her butt up off her knee and be thankful for the country that she's in. She needs to start showing a little bit of gratitude for what we have allowed her to accomplish and achieve. Now, some will say, well, she wasn't able to accomplish much because she had to go overseas and play. Well, it's because she was able to go, she should thank America that they have a relationship and they allow her to go. And they didn't say, you can't go and you shouldn't go because of Russia. Sure, a little gratitude, a little thank you would help. And then you got Colin Kaepernick, who's trying to get back on the slave farm to play. These people on the left, like I said, I don't know, Andrew. I wonder, did they win? Have they won this culture warfare? Because they come up with so much BS, it's not even funny. And they keep changing. We got to fight back, folks. We have got to fight back, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And just to put it into perspective, she just went over to Russia because she makes a lot of extra money over there. She
extra
still makes,
money.
She makes a great living here. She signed a 3-year, $664,000 contract in 2022, earlier this year. So I think she's doing all right for herself playing in the WNBA. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see if she's got a different attitude when she comes back. I'd like to see her respect America, respect the flag and the rights that she has after seeing what can happen in a foreign country if you break the law there. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who's about to celebrate its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Google Podcasts. Wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure you like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.